of the Christian walk. We got to walk in truth. And the truth of the scriptures. The holiness of truth. The truth, it's everything that I'm teaching. At least the things that I'm teaching in the authority. I mean, I hope you understand what I mean by that. It's like, if I say something that's like, well, this is my feeling and so on, I hope you understand that what I mean is, I'm just saying that by my, the liberty I have to just say my feeling, but it's not necessarily I'm saying that that's the word of God. Sometimes I'm thinking a lot. Like I said, this Bible study is as much for me as it is for you. In fact, it's probably more. But look. Truth. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Like, let's say you have a belt, and it's not made of all one thing. It's mostly leather, but then it's got a little part of it that's not. That's the weak link. And it will fail you in the day of battle. And you purge out all the old leaven, so we have nothing but pure truth. Our belt is of one substance, the truth. No falsehood in it. Helps you stand when you're not reaching down to pull up your pants. Or your tunic falling apart and, you know, and you trip over your skirt. Because that, you know, like when they would go to battle, let's say, you know, you see the men in the Bible times, they had those long skirts, right? Down to their, you know, a garment for man and woman was like, you know, it would be, you know, sleeves and right, and it would go all the way down to their feet like a dress. Now, it wasn't a lady's garment, but it was similar to a dress. Look at all the pictures of Jesus. You don't see him in trousers, right? Well, how would they do battle with that? Because if you start running in something like that, you could trip over the skirts. When you would go to battle, they would gird up the skirts about their loins. You know what I mean? So that now they were, their legs would be free and unimpeded. So they could stand and move. And the truth is like that. It keeps you from tripping over anything else. Having the truth. So having on the breastplates of righteousness, it makes your feet, clears the way for your legs and your feet to run. Having on the breastplate of righteousness, well, you know, hey, righteousness. All your vital organs are protected by righteousness. If you don't have that, you are a sitting duck. You do not have protection of your most vital areas. It's a very important element as far as your protection in the spirit. Righteousness, which is, you know, you want to know what righteousness is? It's doing what's right according to the scriptures. It's not being a sinner. It's putting off those things and putting on the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Righteousness. The fruit of the Spirit is in all righteousness and goodness and truth, as he had said. That's where it's at, man. That's what Jesus was all about, full of righteousness and truth. And that without that breastplate on, your vitals are, you know, in the Spirit I'm speaking. I mean this, is you are the prey of the devil. He owns you. Because he is good at what he does. Powerful. All kinds of authority. And you can't stand against him without every piece of this armor on. Thankfully, you know, it answers kind of in the parable to the wedding garments, you know, so to speak. God provides all this stuff for you. Take unto you the whole armor of God. So he says in verse 13, take it. It's like the little book. I take this approach when I go to people sometimes. It's like I offer things, but I don't peddle it like a peddler. To peddle the things of God and degrade them. No. You take it. You want it, hear it, you lay it out. It's for the taking. The armor of God is there for the taking. Imagine you walk into a store or something, it's like, you see armor, sword, all, Just take it. What do you mean, just take it? Well, I can't take it. I could never take that. What do you think about what David said when Saul offered his armor? He said, I have not assayed it. What if the day of battle comes, you've never assayed, or you've never, oh no, no, he assayed to go, and he said, what, I've not tried it, I have not, I forgot the word he used, but you know, he hadn't practiced in that armor, he wasn't used to fighting in that armor, so he couldn't use the armor against Goliath. Thank God David didn't need the armor, because God was with him. Say, well, God is with us, we won't need the armor either. Well, this is in the spirit, and it's like, the point is, David had a lot of these things, though he did not have armor. You know, he didn't have carnal armor, but he had a spiritual armor. He had a shield about him and a sword, because he went forth with the word of God and in faith. He had a breastplate on and his loins girt, and even the gospel was in his goings. He knew the victory would be delivered to Israel. That's gospel right there. Victory to Israel. Good news. He knew he would win. So, you need to stand with the armor on. If you do not practice in the armor, it will not work for you when the time... You can't like, oh, the end's here. The time of... I don't even mean necessarily the end times. Whatever, the troublous times have come. Temptations have come. I haven't practiced with the armor of God. I haven't put it on. And the evil day is here. The day to wrestle against spiritual wickedness. And I haven't. And then you essay to go and it's like, this breastplate's uncomfortable. I like to sin. Well, the bell fell off. Because I have false doctrine in my goings, in my ways. My feet, the soul, these shoes don't fit me right. Because I don't know this gospel. And the shield, it's like, oh, what shield? I didn't bring a shield. No, the shield, actually, it's like, I just got the handle of the shield, you know? Like, imagine, like, you know, the garbage can, it has a handle on top. Imagine the garbage can's your shield, right? And just, the handle broke off. Because they've just got the beginning of faith. This is the part they put their hand on. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is risen from the dead, and I believe in my heart, or is it the other way around? Oh, it doesn't really matter. I receive the cross, see? And they receive a little piece of metal to hold on to with their hand, but it's not a shield of faith, because faith is much larger than just a little tiny thing.